ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Right now, if you're all set and ready, then so am I.
The Mighty Challenge.
Yes, the Mighty Challenge. 25 questions in 5 categories. Our categories tonight are category number 1, Simply Divine. Category number 2, stocks and shares. Category number 3, suffixes. Category number 3, TV families. Category number 4, category number 5, the colour of sport. All right. Simply Divine, stocks and shares, suffixes, TV families, the colour of sport. Lines are free, by the way, if you want to grab one, 1-300-800-222 is the number. Tony from Ballarat's going to kick us off. Tony, g'day.
Hello.
How are you doing, Tony?
I just cut for a moment there, Philip.
That's all right.
How am I? How am I going? Trivia. Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mr. Hawke, one-time Canberra parliamentarian, would have turned 96 today.
Is it Hawkey's birthday today? Okay.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Bob Hawke's birthday today, 96 years old. Oh, there you go. Thanks, Tony. Yeah. Thank you, Tony. What do you like here? Simply Divine, stocks and shares, suffixes, TV families, the colour of sport.
I'll try the colour of sport, please.
The colour of sport. Question number 1. Bent grass and Bermuda grass are used on which part of a golf course?
All right. Well, I'll guess the green, the putting green.
Correct. Yes. Speaking of the colour of sport, they're used on the green. Question number 2. You have to get inside the head of our question compiler sometimes.
Yes.
Question number 2. Bent grass and Bermuda grass are species of grass which are used on golf greens. Question number 2, the colour of sport. In November 2015, Tony,
yes,
which Australian city hosted the very first ever day-night pink ball test?
Adelaide.
Correct. Yes, it was. It was in Adelaide. Well, that's nice, Tony.
I agree, Phil.
You made a good
start. Do it again next week.
You'd be picking Nathan Lyon for Adelaide, wouldn't you, Tony?
Yes, Phil. Bit of strange always left out, but all right. It can happen midstream sometimes. They're not going to see the mind sometimes. Work, yes, it is.
That's true. Question number 3, the colour of sport. You staying here?
Yes, please, sir.
Here we go. Tony's chirpy and up because he's got 2 without loss. Question number 3, what sport do the All Whites play for New Zealand?
Is it hockey?
Not hockey.
All right.
Tony, no.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tony. And thanks for the little fun fact about Hawkey's birthday. Appreciate it. Thank you. Tony from Ballarat. Jane from Homebush had the green. Good. Yes, Di from Mandurah had the putting green as well. Chris in the Southern Waters. No, that's fine, Chris. I think your complaint, Chris, might be, as I say, it might be something for our issue of the day. Or is the issue of the day, is Love Actually the best Christmas movie ever? I don't want to discuss it now. Anne from Caulfield. Hi, Anne.
Hi, how are you going?
I'm all right, yeah. Question number 3. The colour of sport. What sport do the All Whites play for New Zealand?
I've never heard of them. I will just say football, but I'm really not confident. But I'll just say that.
What kind of football?
New Zealand football. I don't know. I'm trying to decide if it would be a rugby or a soccer. I think it's more like a rugby.
Not rugby. Sorry, Anne.
See you later.
See ya, bye. Not rugby, no. Harry in the Bay, that's correct. Dino from Woodnelling, that's correct, yes. Adrian, no, that's not correct. Dave from Forgan Bridge.
Hi, Phil, how's it going?
Hello, Dave. You learnt any Christmas songs?
No, I've been, I've got something up my sleeve, so...
What do you mean you got something up your sleeve here, Dave? You got landed a recording contract or something?
No, I was just going to do a promo for you.
Oh, yeah?
That I'd sort of wrote in my head. But anyway, we'll see what happens with that.
Well, when are we going to hear it? Because I'm only here until next week. You better give me a call next week.
Yeah.
Or maybe this week.
Yeah, okay.
I wouldn't want to miss out on it, Dave. I mean, Nick Healy's taking my chair while I'm away, but I mean... You know, I'd like to get the benefit of it, Dave. So have a think about it.
Yeah. Your film reviewer mentioned Dennis Leary in one of those movies. Is that the same bloke that did that Rude song?
I don't know. Is it? I don't know.
Yeah.
No. Well, that's a question. I don't know. I don't know. Question number three. We're in the colour of sport. What sport do the All Whites play for in New Zealand? I mean, what sport do the All Whites play for New Zealand, sorry?
Oh, well, I'll try soccer.
Correct. Oh. Yes, they do. They don't play rugby. That's the All Blacks. And what's the hockey team called? The Silver Ferns? Are they called the Silver Ferns? Can't remember. Principessa from Tedderfield. Yes. It kills me as well, Principessa. I agree. Let's discuss it in the last hour of the program. Question number four. I'm just laughing at all the baby boomer insults I'm getting about Love Actually. Now, Dave, question number...
TV families, okay.
What's that?
TV families.
TV families, question number four. In The Simpsons, Dave, which family lives at 744 Evergreen Terrace?
Oh... Well, it's going to be one or the other, isn't it? I'll say The Simpsons.
Not The Simpsons.
Oh, the other one.
See you, Dave. See you later. Bo's in the truck. G'day, Bo.
G'day, Phil. How are we?
Oh, I'm all right, Bo, yeah.
Just quickly, what was the fun fact? It was just as I was dialing, so I missed it.
Well, Tony from Ballarat always has fun facts. They're often about cricket. And, but this fun fact was that if Bob Hawke was still alive, he'd be 96 years old today.
Yeah.
There you go.
You can see, and I share a birthday, so that'd make him 35 years older than me.
Birthday Bo, you should have told us. Heavens above, we would have got a card ready, Bo.
It's just another day. And my age is just another day.
Oh, come on. Hang on. It's not a significant one, is it?
No, 61.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I agree with you, Bo. I reckon when you're in your trudging through your 60s, you've got to look ahead to the end of the decade for a reasonable shindig, don't you? actually, you know what? Pension age is 67. That's probably worth a beer or two.
Yeah, these days, if I put enough candles on the cake, I'd probably have to call the fire department.
Dear. All righty. Question number four. Well, happy birthday, Bo. Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Sorry that you've had to do it to have it while you're on the job, as it were.
Yeah, well.
Anyway,
life waits for no one.
Have you told people along the way that it's your birthday and counted the number of people who couldn't care less?
No, basically what I just told you is that's the first time I've mentioned it.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, you know what? From everybody here at Nightlife, Bo, as a great contributor to the Mighty Challenge, happy birthday, mate.
Well, thank you very much.
Alrighty, question number four. I'll go easy on you. In The Simpsons, which family lives at... I won't really. In The Simpsons, which family lives at 744 Evergreen Terrace? It's not The Simpsons.
I reckon I've only watched maybe half a dozen episodes in my life, and so I can only think of The Simpsons' next-door neighbours. I'm trying to remember their name. Was it Manda or Manders?
Ooh, sorry, what was your answer, Bo?
I'll say Manders. I'm probably wrong. But...
You're saying Manders?
Oh, hang on. Oh, now you've got me second guessing. Flanders it is.
What's your answer, Bo?
I'll say Flanders.
Correct. You know what, Bo? That was ridiculously soft of me to have done that for you. You know.
Pretty much for the present.
That's your present.
Flanders! You're the devil!
It's always the one you least suspect. Now, many people offer to sell their souls without reflecting upon the grave ramifications.
Do you have a donut or not?
Coming up. Just sign here. Careful, hot pen. Now, remember, the instant you finish it, I own your soul for...
Hey, wait. If I don't finish this last bite, you don't get my soul, do you?
Technically, no, but...
I'm smarter than the devil! I'm smarter than the devil!
You are not smarter than me! I'll see you in hell yet, Homer Simpson!
Ah, dear. Yes. Okay. All right, question number five. Bo, birthday Bo, we can stay in TV families if you like, but you could move to Colour of Sport, Stocks and Shares, Suffixes, or simply Divine.
Yeah, I like none of them. I'll go back to the Colour of Sport.
The Colour of Sport, question number six. No, question number five, sorry. Which two AFL teams... play in blue and white striped Guernseys?
Geelong and North Melbourne.
Correct. Yes, Geelong and North Melbourne. Easy peasy. Question six. Last one in the colour of sport, if you like.
Yeah, why not?
What is the only NRL team with a colour in its name?
Oh, I don't follow NRL, but I'll just have to go by the ones I've heard. I can't even think of one. Unless the All Blacks are in the NRL, I can't come up with anything. So,
No worries, Bo. May your candles always be alight, old son.
Thank you very much.
See you, Bo. Happy birthday. That's nice, isn't it? Bo's birthday. He's a great contributor here on the program, and lovely to wish him happy birthday too. Pat from the Point had the Flanders. Nice. Sam in Jindawi had the Flanders as well. So did Jenny from Glenbrook and Milo in the Blue Mountains. Rod, Todd, Maud and Nettie Flanders. That's right. All right, let's move on. Steve from Maruka in Brisbane. G'day, Steve. Hi, Steve. Hello, Steve. No, we can't find Steve. I'll put you on hold just in case you were there. John in Nambour. Hello, John. G'day, John. I can hear you, John. Hello. Nope.
Hello.
Oh, there we are. I gotcha. John, hi.
Hello. Hello, Philip. You know, I've been listening to your program for 17 years.
17? Wow.
Yes, I moved here in 2006, and nearly every night I listen to it, but never phoned in. And unfortunately, I do not know this answer.
Well, John, I feel very privileged.
I know the answers, usually, but not this one. I'm not a sporting person, but
I feel very privileged, John, that you've rung in. That's terrific. Yeah.
Yeah. I rang in last week, but it messed up because somebody in the background said something and they turned me off, you know. But this time I'm on my own. Is it Cunella Blues or something like that? I don't know. I haven't a clue.
No, that's not going to work, John. Give us a call again. Thank you.
No worries.
See you. Bye. 1-300-800-222 is the number. Vanessa, hello, Vanessa.
Oh, g'day, Phil. Just eating dinner.
Oh yeah, what's on for dinner, Vanessa?
I made an omelet.
What did you put in it?
My thyme from my garden.
Yeah.
And a bit of ham and mushrooms.
Oh, nice! I do like a ham and mushroom omelet.
Ooh, and they always turn out the scrambled eggs.
Mushrooms are a bit unfashionable at the moment, Vanessa, but there's no reason.
Agreed. I know. Anyway,
you say your omelet always ends up like scrambled eggs.
They do, and I've got an even omelet little pan to flip it over and it's still
well, it's tricky to make one really well, you know, because if you flip it too soon, it turns into scrambled eggs, and you flip it too late and it's like a piece of shoe leather.
I know. Anyway, why am I having dinner at midnight? But anyway.
I'm not judgy about that, Vanessa.
Thank you very much.
I often get home at 3 in the morning and I'm, you know, tucking in myself.
You're a cool dude.
In fact, I got a plate of meatballs at home. I might get into those at 3.
Beautiful.
Question 6. Last one in the colour of sport. What's the only NRL team with a colour in its name?
You know, and I absolutely hate sport, but I was going to go to the Red Roosters,
It's not the Red Roosters, no. I mean, I think where you are, where you're part of your neck of the woods, probably the Roosters are the local team, but they're not called the Red Roosters. Thanks, Vanessa.
All good.
See ya. Bye-bye. I hope you enjoy the omelette. We won't make any jokes about mushrooms. Luke in Brisbane. Hello, Luke.
Hello, Phil. To answer the previous caller's question, Dennis Leary put out a single called A-Hole in 1993.
Uh-huh. So it was the same Dennis Leary.
Same Dennis Leary, yeah. He started off as a comedian and he's sort of moved into more serious acting roles as he's grown. Yeah, but it was a big single on FM, commercial FM radio when I was a teenager.
Oh, good. There you go. Thank you. Well, thank you for answering the question. Luke, the colour of sport. What's the only NRL team with a colour in its name?
It'd have to be the mighty Gold Coast Titans.
Correct. Yes. The Gold Coast Titans. Someone has texted in saying, I'm not going to accept that. Someone said, Craig from Caloundra says, what about the Redcliffe Dolphins? No, it's not as good as the Gold Coast Titans.
On a technicality.
My texter says, Vanessa, by the way, you're all good. It's only 2 a.m. in New Zealand and I'm having dinner. Bon appetit. Yeah. All righty. Question number 7. We're done with the colour of sport. So we've got TV families, Simply Divine, stocks and shares, or suffixes. We're up to question 7.
Well, I'm getting into investing, so let's try stocks and shares.
Oh, you're getting into investing. What are you starting off with, a capital of $15, or have you got a bit more of
an
egg?
I've got a little bit of Bitcoin, which...
Go Bitcoin, Luke. Get into it. Come on. Get into loser coin or far out coin or...
Well, my brother suggested I should create my own meme coin, actually.
Yeah, exactly. Why don't you launch your own meme coin? That appears to be the way to make stacks of money. You launch your own meme coin.
That's what he was saying, yeah. Hump and dump.
What was that bloke who made a lot of money in New York years ago? It was one of the original scams. He put a note in the paper saying, "If you send me $5, I'll tell you how to make a million." And so someone sent the $5, and he sent them back a house brick, and inside a wrap around the brick was a piece of advice. It says, put an ad in the paper saying, if you send me $5. question number seven. These are just advice. This is just advice, Luke, from a failed investor. Question seven.
Yeah, future. What's the saying? Future return. Past performance does not equal future.
No. What's the best guide? What's the best guide to future performance? Past performance. Well, that's true. That is true. So, Lou, so what are you going to invest in, Luke? You can't afford to invest in gold. It's too expensive.
Yeah, well, I've missed the boat. I was discussing that with my brother.
Oh, yeah.
We received a small inheritance back in the 2000s, and I said, oh, what if we'd bought gold back then?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So you got to manage it with your brother? See, it's a nice little idea, isn't it? You think, I've got this little sum of money, so I'll try and turn it into something big.
Oh, no, we both spent it.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's what happens. And you know what? There's more fun doing that in a way too.
Yeah.
We're all leaving and going out the door the same way, Luke, with nothing much in the bank account, and if we do, it doesn't matter. Question seven. Stocks and shares. This is where you're going, is it?
Yes, please.
Which American stock market index was first calculated on the 26th of May, 1896?
I was kind of looking up these. It won't be the S&P, will it? I'll go with the Dow Jones.
Correct. Yes, it was.
Yeah.
It was the Dow Jones Index was first calculated on the 26th of May, 1896. Still going.
Yeah, it's a smaller one, yeah.
Mm. Question number eight. Do they still invest in what's that thing? Pork bellies. That's it, Luke. Get into pork bellies. Yeah. Pork belly futures. There are pork belly futures. Right. Yes. You don't actually have to own any pork bellies. Question number eight. Stocks and shares. Staying?
Yes, please.
T as in T for TikTok, TLS is the Australian Stock Exchange code for which Australian company?
The ticker, as they say. TLS. That'd have to be Telstra.
Correct. Yes, it is. It's Telstra. Very good. All righty. Well, that's three on the trot and doing nicely. Question number nine, stocks and shares.
Yes.
Djurgården, Lilla Essingen and Sodomalm are among the 14 main islands of which European capital?
What has this got to do with stocks and shares? A European capital, islands of a European capital. This has stumped me. I'll just guess Geneva.
Not correct, Luke.
Okay.
Keep listening.
Keep learning.
See ya. Hey, good luck. Hey, good luck. If you make a bit of cash, you better make sure the nightlife is. Get a share of it. Karen has got the right answer here. Diana from Woodnelling's got the right answer, yes. Adrian's got the right answer. Lorella has got the right answer. Okay, let's see how we go here. Oliver's in Perth. G'day, Oliver.
How are you, Phil?
Yeah, good. Question number nine. What's that?
Got back from the Big Bash, Women's Big Bash.
Oh, have Perth. You? Oh, yeah. Now, what happened? What happened, by the way?
We won, and then afterwards we had to go underground because the last home game.
Sorry, I missed that last bit.
Yeah, we had to go underground because the last home game.
Oh.
We had to go get signatures on the pitch.
Oh, nice. Okay.
Yeah.
So did you have a pill in your pocket and send one down, Oliver?
I tried to, but they wouldn't let me on the actual pitch, sadly.
Oh, that's a
bit. My little brother did a slide over the boundary.
Yeah, it's fun. It's fun being out there, isn't it? You get a real sense of what it was like. Yeah. Good on you. All right. Question number 9. We're in stocks and shares. Jurgarden, Lilla Essingen, and Sodermalm are among the 14 main islands of which European capital?
I'm thinking Monaco.
Not Monaco. Sorry, Oliver. Thank you, mate. But no, not correct. Goran in Wollongong. G'day, Goran.
G'day. Hi.
Hi. Question number 9. Jurgarden, Lilla Essingen, and Sodermalm are among the 14 main islands of which European capital? We're in a category called stocks and shares.
Well, I was about to say Monaco too, but I'm thinking Luxembourg?
Not Luxembourg.
Oh.
No, not Luxembourg. This is fun, is it not? Brian from Blackwater. G'day.
Hey, Bill. How are you?
Oh, you're not bad. We're in a category called stocks and shares. Jurgarden, Lilla Essingen, and Sodermalm are among the 14 main islands of which European capital?
Short and sweet visit tonight, yet again.
No, see you, Brian. Thanks, mate. Bye-bye. Okay, no one's got this. What about Aidan in Brisbane? G'day, Aidan.
Everyone's thinking about it wrong, Phil.
Mm-hmm. Jurgarden, Lilla Essingen, and Sodermalm among the 14 main islands of which European capital? We're in a category called stocks and shares.
We're in stocks and shares. People got to think about it. It's Stockholm.
Correct.
Stocks and shares. Yeah. Thank you.
Correct. Yeah. That's right. We're in stocks and shares. So,
and I'm going to stay there as well.
Stockholm is composed of many islands, of course. Three of which are Jurgarden, Lilla Essingen, and Sodermalm. So to my listener who said, what's this got to do with stocks and shares? That's, there you are. Question number 10. We're in stocks and shares. Two left here.
Yes, we'll stay.
Which noise usually signals the start of trading on a stock exchange?
It's a bell.
It's a bell. Ding dong, yes. Well, it certainly is in America. I don't know whether. Is the case with the ASX as well?
I think floor trading's I think like AI is sort of replacing floor trading for the most part.
Oh, okay.
I also think Wolf of Wall Street sort of has definitely popularized the bell. Whereas like I know a lot of people, or I've heard of a lot of people that go into trading and they, you know, sit behind a computer for 10 hours, but I've never actually heard of someone who is, you know, yelling stuff on a floor all day. So yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't think, do they still do that? I don't think they do that anymore, do they? No one's, what you mean, they sit there with those little numbered jackets shouting out things. Does that, it's all done on screens these days, surely.
Exactly, yeah. Most of it's like an algorithm, I think.
Yeah. Back in the old days, remember, you're probably too young to remember, age. You're too young to remember. There were no old days for you. But back in the day, there was a bloke who was up on like a little stage who used to run back and forward, altering the prices, a bit like a scoreboard. And they were, what were they called? They were called scribblers or something of that nature. But they were, it was a highly skilled job because they had to, you know, figure it all out. And that's the way the stock exchange worked. And then one day, Aidan, along came computers, and guess what?
Well, you'd be better off just investing everything into an ETF at a young age and just holding it until you die, basically.
Correct. Well, I don't know. The one thing, without going into it, Aidan, that you should never take advice from me about is investing. But that's probably true. That seems to be the short and long of it when we talk to our investors on the program about, well, particularly for young people, stick it in an ETF.
Even Warren Buffett will say that it's the best thing to do. And the only reason that he beat the S&P over the long term in the last 20 years was because Apple overperformed past expectations. If it wasn't for that, he would have underperformed. So you may as well just, like, if at the end of the day, if it's what works for the people who have got, you know, thousands of hours of research put into it, I'm not smarter than them, so I'll stick with what they have to say.
No, well, I think there's great sense in that. Why am I smarter than all the people who spend all their waking hours on these things?
That only applies when it comes to selecting the Australian cricket team.
Well, that's true, and also answering the Mighty Challenge questions on questions like Stockholm. Yep. Where you were smarter than a lot. Question number 11, stocks and shares. One left here.
I'd say that here.
Okay. Question number 11, last question in stocks and shares. Once associated with hippies, which shoe manufacturer is headquartered in Neustadt in Germany?
Is it Birkenstock?
Correct.
Birkenstock. I literally said Birkenstocks, and then as I said Birkenstocks, the stocks part made sense.
Correct. Yes. Yeah, speaking of stocks, Birkenstocks.
I only know them because my mum has a pair, and she is happy to tell everyone about it as well.
Some people really love them. I mean,
actually quite comfy, but I mean, it's like a glorified sandal, so I don't really.
An acquired taste, I think. I think they're also phenomenally expensive.
Yeah, that's why she tells everyone about it.
Oh, I see. Apparently, you can get $10 knockoffs from a well-known chain store. So maybe that's the way to go. Hey, question number 12. Well, you have to go somewhere else. No more stocks and shares. So Simply Divine, suffixes, or TV families?
Oh, we'll go suffixes.
Suffixes. Most adverbs in English end in which two letters?
L-Y.
L-Y. Correct. Nice work, Aidan. Nice work, Aidan.
Remember my primary school days.
Question number 13. So hang on, that's four in a row. Nice work.
It's my best yet.
I think it is, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
Question 13. We're in suffixes.
Yep.
On the internet, .ch is the suffix for websites from which country?
Croatia.
Not Croatia.
I had my run. So.
You had a good run, Aidan. Good on you. Thanks for solving the Stockholm dilemma. Good, see ya. Bye.
I know. See you, Phil. Bye.
Yes, no, a good run indeed. Speaking of Stockholm, Peter is on the line from Sweden.
Yeah.
Hello, Peter.
And you were so lucky that it didn't.
Hello. No. Oh. Oh, he was talking away and then he suddenly dropped himself out for some reason. He was at source, as it were. Brian's in Kingsley in Perth. G'day, Brian.
Yes, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good, yes. Question 13, we're in suffixes. Right. On the internet, .ch is the suffix for websites from which country?
This is an outside guess, but what about Chile?
Not Chile. No.
Right.
No, thanks, Brian. No, not Chile. Richard from Wollongong. Hi, Richard.
Hey, g'day, mate. How you going?
Pretty good. Question 13, we're up to on the internet, .ch is the suffix for websites from which country?
Switzerland.
Correct. Switzerland, yes. I think it's on their number plate too. So I think their number plate's a CH, aren't they? I think.
Don't know why, but there you go.
Yes. Question number go on.
What have we got? What categories?
We've got suffixes, Simply Divine, TV families.
TV families, please.
TV families, okay. Question number 14. TV families. What surname is shared by Greg, Marcia, Peter and Jan?
They'd be the Bradys.
They would, in the Brady Bunch.
Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch. the Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
Bum, ba, dum, ba, dum, bum. Yes.
Gotta love a blended family. There you go.
Yeah, although they didn't really have any great crises, did they? Not really. The Bradys. And neither should they. We weren't sitting on the TV for that, on the couch for that, I don't think. Question 15, we're in TV families.
Let's say that.
What's the name of George Jetson's wife?
Judy, I think.
What was that?
Judy, maybe?
No, not Judy. Sorry, Richard. Oh. Thank you. No, not Judy. Ben from Echuca. G'day, Ben.
From Echuca?
Yeah, from Echuca, it's Ben. Hello.
G'day, Phil.
Hello. G'day. Question 15 we're up to. TV families. What's the name of George Jetson's wife?
I don't know this one, so I'm just going to throw out a random name, Cindy.
Not Cindy. Not Cindy Jetson. No, it's not. Sorry. Pandora from Sapphire Beach. G'day, Pandora.
Hello, darling. Haven't talked to you for a while.
We haven't spoken for a while, no. How you been, all right?
I've been all right, darling. How have you been?
Yeah, no, really good. Really good.
I've got some information for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to talk about love, actually, but, no, it comes to the first category. The White Ferns are the New Zealand female cricket team.
Yeah.
And the Black Ferns are the New Zealand female rugby team.
Oh, are they? What are the Silver Ferns, then? Are they the...
Well, I don't know. Probably netball.
Oh, they might be the netball. Oh, yeah, they are.
It could well be. I'm not 100%, but that would be my thinking.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. That's probably right, actually, the Silver Ferns, now that I think about it. Yeah.
Yeah,
okay.
That's just my thinking. Just the thought I'd like, you know, you're Thank going, you. Who are they? Let's inform the world.
Let's inform. That's what we do in the Mighty Challenge, exactly.
I know.
Question 15. TV families. Pandora is up on deck. What's the name of George Jetson's wife?
Do you want me to sing it?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to. George Jetson, his wife Wendy, I believe.
No, it's not Wendy.
Oh.
Sorry,
Pandora. Well, hopefully I gave somebody a hint. Have a lovely Christmas.
You too, Pandora.
A lovely break. Take care.
See ya. Bye-bye. Yes. No, it's not Wendy. Okay. Alison's in Tassie. G'day, Alison.
Oh, hello.
Hello, hello. Question number 15, TV families. Where are you? Whereabouts in Tassie are you?
Laura.
Where's that?
West Tamer.
Oh, okay.
North of Boston.
Yeah, I've got you now. Question 15, what's the name of George Jetson's wife?
I really don't know. I'm going to go for a wild guess. Sandra?
Not Sandra.
No.
Sorry, Alison. Thank you. See you. Bye. No, it's not Sandra. Michael from Kira. G'day, Michael.
Yes, how are you doing?
Not bad. Question 15 we're up to. What's the name of George Jetson's wife?
George and Jane Jetson.
So his wife's name is?
Jane Jetson.
Correct.
Meet George Jetson. His boy Elroy. Daughter Judy. Jane, his wife.
Yes, Judy was the daughter. Jane was the wife, as you correctly said, Michael. Thank you. Question 16. We're in TV families, but you can move to Simply Divine or suffixes if you like.
We'll try Simply Divine.
Okay. Opening up a category not opened yet. Question 16. Which of Jesus's apostles was known as the Divine?
Matthew.
Not Matthew. Sorry, Michael. No, not Matthew. No, Peter in Sweden. We found you again. Hello.
G'day, Phil.
Hello. We needed you on earlier. Needed you on earlier to answer the Stockholm question. But anyway,
yeah, that's what I rang in for. Your pronunciation was second to none, Phil.
Okay, come on, give it to me. What are they? How do you pronounce them?
Södermalm. I can't remember the other islands you were talking about.
Södermalm. Okay, I said Södermalm, didn't I? Then there was Lilla Essingen.
I can't even recognise.
And Djurgården.
Djurgården.
Okay. Thank you. Question 16. Question 16. We're in Simply Divine. Which of Jesus's apostles was known as the divine?
Jesus's apostles. No, sorry, Phil. Can't help you.
No good. Thanks, Peter. Thank you for helping us out on the Swedish. Loz in Lynham. G'day, Loz.
Hello. Evening. How are you doing?
Pretty good. Question 16, we're up to. Simply Divine. Which of Jesus' apostles was known as the divine?
I believe it's John the Apostle, because he could do miracles semi.
Correct. Yes, yes. He became known as St. John the Divine. That's right. All right, question 17, Simply Divine. That's where we are, but you can move to Sussexes if you like, or TV Families.
We'll stay where we are, please.
Simply Divine. Which 2002 comedy drama stars Sandra Bullock, Ashley Judd, and Maggie Smith?
Miss Congeniality?
Not Miss Congeniality, no. Sorry, thank you anyway. Steve from Leicester. Sorry, Steve, you've been waiting on there. We've had quite a few in the queue tonight. G'day, Steve.
How are you, mate?
Pretty good. Question 17. Which 2002 comedy drama stars Sandra Bullock, Ashley Judd, and Maggie Smith?
Just quickly, I regularly invest in pork bellies.
Oh, do you? What about
you get the crackling right? They're good eating.
What about red bellies? Well, a pork belly futures. What about red beans? Isn't there a red bean futures as well?
But there's a great movie, Trading Places.
That's true. Trading Places. That's true.
And shows like the 80s stock market very well. So definitely a bell there.
All righty. Question number 17. Which 2002 comedy drama stars Sandra Bullock, Ashley Judd, Maggie Smith?
The Divine Miss. I can't get that one. It's no there, good. But it's not there. Yeah.
Sorry, Steve. Thanks, mate.
That's cool, mate.
Appreciate it. Thank you. There you go. Ian from Greystown in WA says, read the Stock Exchange. In 1964, I was the chalky on the Melbourne Stock Exchange during the mining boom. Wow, that would have been a moment. That would have been a moment. They did. They were up on a kind of giant stage, and they used to run back and forward, scribbling, you know, the changes in prices as people bid for stocks from the floor. So, you know, it was a bit like a giant bookies thing in a way. Question 17. Where are we? Dave from Sonata. G'day, Dave.
G'day. Sorry, I've got to go, mate. I've got some work I have to do.
No worries. Sorry. See ya. Bye. Yes, no, sorry about that. Matt from Holland Park. G'day, Matt.
Yeah, g'day, Phil. How are you?
Pretty good. Question 17 we're up to. Simply Divine. Which 2002 comedy drama stars Sandra Bullock, Ashley Judd, Maggie Smith?
Unfortunately, I know this because I used to go to the Brisbane Council Libraries, and they always had this DVD. It was The Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood.
Correct. Correct. Divine Secrets of the Yaya Sisterhood. We're in a category called Simply Divine. You can stay there if you like.
No, can I go elsewhere, please?
You can go TV Families or Suffixes.
TV families,
it is. Which unusual family lived at 0001 Cemetery Lane?
Or the Adams Family?
Oh, yes.
They're creepy and they're kooky, mysterious and spooky. They're all together ooky, the Addams Family. Their house is a museum, when people come to see them, they really are a scream, the Addams Family.
Neat. Sweet. Petite.
So get a witch's shawl on, a broomstick you can crawl on. We're gonna pay a call on the Addams Family.
Boom, boom. Yes. Very good. Matt, question 19. We've got seven left. We're in TV families. Got one left there, if you like.
Yeah, let's go.
Which neighbour's family lived at 28 Ramsay Street from 1994 until 2025?
I'll go the Bishops.
Not the Bishops. Sorry, Matt. No, not the Bishops. Jeff from Jalorup.
Craig's family.
Oh. Evening, Philip.
Evening, Jeff. How are you?
I'm average, but that's okay. Yeah, I'm getting by.
Which neighbour's family lived at 28 Ramsay Street from 1994 to 2025?
That's a very good question, Philip. as I've watched zero episodes of The Neighbours, whatever it's called.
You're not in a very good position to answer this.
I've got not a clue, so I'll say the Humpty Doo family.
Not the Humpty Doos. No, they never could get the deposit together to get into Ramsay Street. But there
you go. There you go. Okay.
See ya. Bye. No. Cameron from South Perth. G'day, Cameron.
Yes. Well, I'm another one that's never seen it, so I'll say Merry Christmas, have a good holiday, and I'll see you when you get back.
Merry Christmas to you too, Cameron. Yes, and see you next year. Okay. Thank you. Or you could give us a call next week. I'll be here next week, by the way. Next week will be my last week before we just head off for a quick break. Dave from Sonata. G'day, Dave. We got you back.
G'day. Yeah, sorry, Phil. We just had a bit of a call, one of the other trucks.
So, I know. I understand. It's no problem. No problem at all. Question 19. We're in TV families. Which neighbour's family lived at 28 Ramsay Street from 1994 until 2025?
Let's say the Mangles.
Not the Mangles, no.
Okay.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye. Thank you very much, too. No, not the Mangles. Liz from Kniper Point. G'day, Liz.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Pretty good, yeah.
Good. I'm not terribly familiar with the Neighbours, but I think the Robinson family, maybe?
Not the Robinsons, no.
Thank you.
No, thank you, bye-bye. No, not the Robinsons. What about Andrew from Spithton in Tassie? Hi, Andrew.
That's my name.
Hmm. But what's their name? Question 19, which neighbour's family lived at 28 Ramsay Street from 1994 until 2025?
I haven't watched that show for a long time, so I'm old.
Someone said...
Well, I would have thought it was the Mangles, but I'm not right.
It's not the Mangles. No.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Thanks, Andrew. Bye-bye. We've had the Mangles. That's true. No. Does anyone watch Neighbours? It's my text. Not anymore. They're not making it anymore. It's over, isn't it? Stephen from Logan. No, that's not correct. Paul from Plainland says it's The Simpsons. Yes. Well, why not? Why not the Addams Family? Marie from Bunbury, no, it's not the Robinsons. We've had that. We don't have many correct answers. Oh, no, Katrina's got the right answer, yes, and Frank from Mount Evelyn's got the right answer. What about Keith from Busselton? You got the right answer here, Keith?
Look, I don't even know. What was it called?
Which neighbour's family lived at 28 Ramsay Street from 1994 until 2025?
Right, now, I'm just trying to have a... Now, that was a show that Kylie Minogue was in?
I don't answer questions, but what's the answer to mine?
No. I'll I think it was. I'll just say the Joneses there.
Not the Joneses, no. Okay. Thank you, mate. Thank you, Oliver from Perth, for sending me the pic of the Women's Big Bash pitch. Thank you. Scott says, yes, correct. Mel in Perth, that's correct. What about Karen from Altona? G'day, Karen.
Hello.
Question 19.
Which one? Before I answer, is there a karaoke on today?
Is there tonight? No. Oh, I don't know, with Trev. Has Trev started karaoke? I don't know whether he has.
I'll find out.
Anyway. Ask him, yeah.
Not 100% sure. I think it might be the Kennedys.
Correct, it is. It's the Kennedys.
Neighbours, everybody needs good neighbours. Just a friendly wave each morning helps to make a better day. Neighbours need to get to know each other.
Oh, yes, they do indeed. All right, Karen, no more family. So we've got Sibley Divine or suffixes. Up to you.
I'll try suffixes.
Meaning pain, which Greek suffix can follow N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T?
In what? N-O-S-T?
N for Nelly.
Oh, N-O-S-T. Meaning pain, Greek suffix. Oh, God.
No good?
I'll just say N-O-S-T.
No, it's not correct. Sorry, we'll move on and take three answers after the news.
The Mighty Challenge.
Shannon from Caboolture is up on deck. Hi, Shannon.
Hi, and you'll still have six questions up to me as well.
We've got two in three in Sussex, the suffixes, three in Simply Divine.
I know.
Okay, the meaning pain, which Greek suffix can follow N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T?
Oh, have mercy.
Hmm.
I tried to give you, I haven't even called you before.
Oh,
and I tried to call you. I know. I've been waiting all year. And
this kind of sucking up, Shannon, usually leads nowhere.
Oh, but it works for Trevor.
Oh, does it? Okay.
Nah, it doesn't. I really don't know this one, but anyway, have a good Christmas.
You too, Shannon. Thank you. Give us a call again. All right, we've got lines free. 1-300-800-222 is the number. We have lines free. George from Melville. Hi, George.
Hi, Phil. R.I.P. to everybody who died in Australia.
What's that, George?
R.I.P. to everybody who died in Australia.
Well, fair enough too. Fair enough too.
Yeah. Have a good day, Phil.
I've had a very good day. George, you got any idea of the answer to this question?
What is the question?
Meaning pain, which Greek suffix can follow N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T?
N-O-U-R.
No, N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T. Which Greek suffix can follow it?
Greek suffix.
Hmm.
Epsilon?
Not epsilon, no. Thank you, mate. No, not epsilon. Ray from Yurunga. G'day, Ray.
Hi, Phil.
Meaning pain, which Greek suffix can follow N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T?
Mm, like neurology, ology.
Ology, neurology, nostology.
Nostology.
Yeah, it doesn't really work for nostology, does it? No. Sorry, Ray.
No?
Thank you, mate. Nostology. No, not really. Helen from Healesville. Hello, Helen.
Good morning, Phil. How are you?
I'm all right. Meaning pain, which Greek suffix can follow N-E-U-R and N-O-S-T?
Algia.
Correct. As in neuralgia and nostalgia.
Yay.
There we go. All right, two left in suffixes and three left in divine, simply divine. What's it going to be?
Suffixes.
Suffixes. The suffix O-S-E is used to form the names of which carbohydrates?
O-S-E.
O-S-E. The suffix O is used to form the names of which carbohydrates?
Sugars?
Correct. Yes.
Yay.
Sucrose and fructose and lactose.
And glucose.
And glucose. Hey, aren't we good? One, two, three, four left. We've got three in Simply Divine, one left in suffixes.
The last suffix.
Which diminutive suffix can follow? Can follow kitchen, Marion, bachelor, cigar.
It?
Correct.
Yay.
Yay. Kitchenette, marionette, bachelorette, and cigarette.
Yes, I know that.
Thing. You're good at these. You're good at these, Helen.
Pity that we've run out.
What's that?
Pity we've run out at the suffix one.
Oh, no, we have run out of suffixes, but we're into the Simply Divines. Question number 23. There are three left here. Mmm. Mmm. Question 23. The Divine Miss M was the 1972 debut album from which singer and actress?
Bette Midler?
It would be Bette Midler. Very nice.
He was a famous trumpet man from our Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he could not jam. The captain seemed to understand, because the next year the cap went out and drafted the band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A root, a toot.
Yes, well, you have to learn how to sing that fast, don't you, to get that one out? we've only got two left here, Helen.
Oh, exciting.
You could bring fame and glory this Christmas season to Healesville.
Be wonderful.
I know. Why not? Question 24. We're in Simply Divine. Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso are the three parts of which 14th century Italian poem?
Oh, no, it's Dante's Inferno.
Not Dante's Inferno.
Oh, right.
No, sorry.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, although you're not as far away as you might think. John from Maroubra. Hi, John.
Hi there, Phil.
Hmm.
How are the Swans going to go this year?
we're going to go well. We've got Charlie Curnow up front. Do you watch?
Oh, good. I hope you're right.
And Errol's going to be back and fit. His ankle will be, you know, strong as an ox. So we'll have, you know.
Yeah.
Errol will be booting 60-metre passes straight into Charlie Curnow's throat. Beautiful.
We hope so.
I don't start thinking about all those things until well after Christmas, I must say, John.
Fair enough. Right.
Okay, question 24. We've got two left here. We're in Simply Divine. Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso are the three parts of which 14th century Italian poem?
I've only stayed in a 14th century house in Tuscany, but I've got no idea about their poetry in the 14th century, so sadly, you'll have to pass it on to
No. Okay. Thank you, John. Bye-bye. Look, lines are free. Grab one. We're up to question 24. You can get the magnet is available. All right. Simply Divine. Inferno, Purgatorio, and Paradiso are the three parts of which 14th century Italian poem? Who wants to answer this question? 1-300-800-222. All right. Opportunities there. You'll get straight through if you want to call me. Dinah from Woodnilling's got the right answer. Frank from Mount Evelyn, correct. Yes, Anne, correct. Jim in Campbelltown. Lorella, correct. What about Marianne from Ryde? Hi, Marianne.
From Ryde.
Hi, Marianne, yes. Inferno, Purgatorio and Paradiso are the three parts of which 14th century Italian poem?
Oh, hi, Phil. I didn't think I'd be on so soon, but I'm thinking of The Divine Comedy.
Correct, yes, in a category called Simply Divine. The Divine Comedy, yes. It is by Dante, of course, Dante Alighieri.
Yeah, Dante, yeah.
Dante's The Divine Comedy. Yes, Dante's Inferno, the first part of the poem.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, well, that puts us here.
Oh, gosh. Pressure's on.
Yes. Quote, a strength of mind almost divine. Read some of the Latin inscription on which 17th century scientist's grave at Westminster Abbey.
Can you just repeat it quickly, please?
A strength of mind almost divine. Reads some of the Latin inscription on which 17th century scientist's grave at Westminster Abbey. 17th century scientist buried in Westminster Abbey.
Albert Einstein? No.
No. Sorry, not Albert Einstein. No, it's not Albert Einstein. What about Helen in Adelaide? Hello, Helen.
Hi, Phil. How are you going?
Pretty good. Seeing a strength of mind almost divine, reads some of the Latin inscription on which 17th century scientist's grave at Westminster Abbey.
Look, I really don't know, but my guess is Sir Francis Bacon.
No, not Francis Bacon.
Okay.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you. Bye. No, it's not Francis Bacon. Genevieve from Nundah. G'day, Genevieve.
Oh, hi.
Hi. What do you reckon?
Sir Isaac Newton, perhaps.
What's your answer?
Sir Isaac Newton.
Oh, yeah. Genevieve, yes, very nice. Yes, it is Genevieve. It is not Genevieve. It is Sir Isaac Newton. Yes, the man who was a genius of his time, a genius of all time, Genevieve, you would think.
Yes.
He'd be smarter than Elon Musk if he was alive today, I can tell you that. Genevieve, terrific. Well, I'll put you on hold. We'll get some details from you, and we shall get the magnet out to you. You are the winner tonight. Rosa had Sir Isaac Newton. So did Maria. Dinah from Woodnilling, correct. Lorella, correct. Jim in Campbelltown had Sir Isaac Newton. Rachel in Kilmore, the same. Robin, good. Harry in the Bay. Jules had Dante's Divine Comedy. And Jess in Brunswick had La Divina Commedia. Yes. Nice work, everyone.
You've been listening to a Nightlife podcast. For more great conversations about the issues that impact you, as well as features on travel and food, head to the Nightlife webpage. You'll find it at abc.net.au/nightlife. You don't need to be a night owl to enjoy the nightlife.